You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Women's World Cup is underway in Australia and New Zealand, and tonight, the juggernaut U.S. women's team plays its first game in the tournament. It'll take on Vietnam at 7 o'clock Denver time. The U.S. women have won the last two World Cups and four of the eight total.
They're pretty good.
My God, they are favored to take home the trophy again this year. I'm just wondering, can we get the U.S. women's team to somehow coach the men's team or something?
Something, right?
Sit them down, have a talk with them about how to play this game? The men can't do anything in the World Cup, and the women just dominate.
Playing with a lot of heart, Dom. Playing with a lot of heart.
Man, oh, man. The second biggest sports story of the day is what happened at the British Open Golf Tournament. It's one of the four major golf tournaments. This is, even if you don't like golf, you got to love this. Victor Hovland was in his backswing yesterday at the Open Championship. A bird happened to fly over and dropped a load of poopy right on his nice little golf sweater.
Yes. Why is it so funny when birds poop on people? I just can't get enough of that.
It just is, isn't it?
Birds are poop. Birds be pooping.
So they had the microphones covering it caught the player talking to his caddy, talking about how the bird bleeped on him.
Oh, man.
What else? Cheyenne Frontier Days opens today. You should go up and participate.
I'd like to. I knew somebody that had a couple tickets, but we turned it down.
If you want to hop on a plane and fly out to the West Coast, Comic-Con opens today.
Yes.
Comic-Con in San Diego.
Star Wars.
You feel like you're paid enough for what you do, Jer?
Absolutely, Dom.
58% of people in a survey say they are either somewhat underpaid or very underpaid.
Oh, okay. Just a little underpaid.
30% say they're paid just right.
Okay.
I do like the 2% of Americans who claim they are very overpaid. Who do you think would fall into that category? You got to feel like movie actors, the
probably
big ones.
Meteorologists. Because I've seen what some of the local ones make, and it is ridiculous.
What do they make?
A lot, Dom. Like a lot.
Over three?
Rumor has it. No, I mean, it's six figures, but it's high six figures for a lot of them.
Like $800,000?
Yeah. Right in that ballpark. Yeah.
Get out. To be a weather person on TV.
Like well-known ones that have been at the stations for many years. Oh, yeah, a lot of them.
They're making close to $1 million a year?
Oh, yeah, easy.
Really?
Yeah, they're trusted, man.
Wow.
I know, just a point at the clouds.
Now that explains why so many young people are rushing to try to get that job.
Mm-hmm. You get paid very well.
Anyway, they asked people who's the most overpaid out there. The occupations that were listed by people were politicians. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Pro athletes. Well, yeah.
Durr.
CEOs, lawyers, real estate agents, and doctors. Anyway.
Yeah.
What occupations do people in general feel are underpaid? Factory workers, farmers, nurses.
Yep.
Restaurant workers, daycare workers, teachers.
Teachers, okay. Yep. Police officers, firefighters.
Here we go. I think you're going to hear a howl coming soon from the world of wedding planners because a new survey found that younger adults, that means up to age 40, just don't believe in marriage anymore. Whoa, bro.
Oh, boy.
They're saying it's a, quote, outdated tradition.
Okay.
I wonder if that means that your kids, Reed and Lila, may not ever get married.
Very
save
well
you
could
a lot
be.
Of money.
Very well could be, for sure.
Save you a lot of cash, dude.
It would, yeah. Yeah, who knows? Who knows what the trend will be?
83% say over 80% still feel like marriage is not necessary to have a fulfilled and committed relationship.
But wasn't there another stat on that story, too, that said something like 80% were still like, it'll probably eventually happen, though.
They say they're not writing it off completely.
Okay. So,
but they still are saying it's an outdated
tradition.
It's
dated, but maybe eventually. All right.
I don't know.
It is quite the business, though. It really is. It is quite an expensive day.
All right, I like to do nerdy news stories for you from the world of science on Friday mornings. I love this one. University of Michigan, go blue, might be adding some fuel to the fire about intermittent fasting. They say that if you are feeling a little bit hungry, don't go shove a Snickers down your throat. Sit there with it. Just swim in it for as long as you can. Because they do believe that our bodies age more slowly when we feel hunger pangs. So stay hungry for a little bit longer, and it'll actually slow down your biological clock a little bit. And I'll tell you, man, there's a lot of science behind intermittent fasting. That the more we just shove food in our mouth all day long, it just ages you. So
yeah,
slow down.
Jeez, ease up.
Try to stay
pump the brakes.
Hungry.
Get your hands out of the tater chip bag.
You want to invest in something for your grandkids and great-grandkids? Find a way to invest into outer space mining. NASA is about to launch a mission to an asteroid this fall. They say this asteroid is full of so much valuable material like iron, nickel, and gold. They think this one asteroid could have an estimated worth of $10 quintillion.
Dang, that's Bezos money. That's Bezos money.
And I got to tell you, for years they've been talking about if we can get the machinery out there to space, the amount of valuable assets just floating around on asteroids is mind-boggling. So instead of, you know, doing strip mining and stuff on the planet Earth, go out into space and mine the asteroids. We can get all the stuff we need to make our cell phones and all that other stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I love all of that. What else do I have in the news for nerdsy stuff? Another asteroid came within between the Earth and the Moon. They say it was the size of a 20-story building. But here's the part you'll like, Jer. They didn't realize it until after it passed. So they're like, oh my God, that was a close one. And they didn't even know about it.
Oh man, that's scary.
Scary. And I heard you tease this, the palm story. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I do have that.
Well, good, just jump to it now, because we're in news for nerds. So,
Amazon bringing their palm scanning technology to even more Whole Foods stores. By the end of the year, they say you're going to be able to pay for your purchase using just your palm on your hand at over 500 Whole Foods locations throughout the U.S. So they've got a little scanner there at the checkout. It's called the Amazon One technology, I think, and you just woot woot, you wave your hand over the little scanner, and it boop, you know, charges your credit card that you have on file with Amazon, and it makes it super easy, super convenient. They already use this at a few like stadiums, so you can verify guests' ages for alcohol or, you know, buy things or just use that as your tickets, I guess.
Not just stadiums, but Coors Field. Coors Field
had it. Red Rocks had it for a while, and they stopped using it because they expressed some concerns about data collection, because Amazon is kind of in hot water over some data collection issues. And they store your palm in the cloud, they say, which is a little more hackable than, like, facial ID recognition on your cell phones. Like, if you used your save your palm on your phone, it might be a little more secure, but it's in Amazon's cloud, and they're like, I don't know.
But I love all these alternate ways of paying for things.
It is kind of neat, yeah.
Fingerprint, a palm print, if we do a retina scan. I like all of this.
How about that? It's very open.
And then if you really want to hack somebody, you just grab them and you cut their hand off, and then you use their palm everywhere.
God.
That's a science fiction story waiting to get written.
Man, okay. Oh man.
What else is going on?
Well, I guess the biggest trending news this morning is that Tony Bennett has passed away, 96 years old.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Tony Bennett passed away, which is very sad news. An iconic singer kind of popped again recently because he was teaming up with Lady Gaga for some duet albums. But yeah, very sad news. Tony Bennett, longtime performer, man. He's been around for decades. So here's some sad news. Some happier news. It's Barbenheimer Day.
Hey!
It is the day that Oppenheimer and Barbie get fully released into theaters. And everyone is coining this Barbenheimer Day because I guess a lot of people are going to try to go to back-to-back movies. They're going to go see Barbie and then go to see something completely different with Oppenheimer. And they are saying that, stay hydrated, bring some healthy snacks, get up and walk around because you're going to be sitting for something like 5 hours in between these two movies. So they're worried about blood clots.
Boy, these films have nothing in common, so that's kind of funny.
That's the funny part of this, yeah, that everybody's like going to both of them and there's no correlation at all.
Is your wife talking about going to Barbie?
No, not one word has been said about Barbie, thank goodness.
Oh, in my household, my wife and my stepdaughter are going
today.
They're
going to go see it? All right.
They're going to like some 2 o'clock show today. I go, well, okay, I'll see you afterwards.
Well, I'll tell you, theaters are banking on this weekend's openings because the summer box office season has been slumping big time. They're expecting something like 250,000 people to go to the movies this weekend. Barbie's supposedly supposed to rake in about $110 million. And 50 for the big bomb movie. So they're like, God, let's get some butts in seats because The Flash did not do it for us at all. And speaking of movies, the AMC Entertainment folks, they've dropped their plans to charge customers variable prices for movie theater seats. We talked about this a couple months ago. It was the whole sightline pricing strategy where the better seats cost more money. Mm-hmm. They pulled the plug on it after the pilot program because they said people still had little or no interest in sitting in the front row of the theater, even though they reduced prices drastically, and they found that people still just continued to choose the seats they preferred, even though they were higher prices. So they canned it because other competing movie theaters were charging lower prices for the same seats. So they're like, we can't be charging people higher prices. There is a funny meme going around this morning about that Oppenheimer movie because somebody took a screenshot of their reserved seats like on the AMC app and the entire theater was full except like the first 4 rows and somebody had chosen the middle seat in the very front row for Oppenheimer, and they're like, who is this lunatic?
Who's that person?
Who's this madman sitting
with
in
your
the
head
very front
back.
Row? I know! Here's a lawsuit story that is making the rounds this morning that is just insane to me. It's a Florida jury. They awarded an 8-year-old girl $800,000 in damages after the child suffered burns from a McDonald's chicken nugget 4 years ago.
Oh, come on.
Now, I feel for the girl that she got burned. That's horrible. But they originally wanted $15 million. The jury awarded them $800,000. I guess the mom got the chicken nuggets from the drive-thru window, handed them back to the girl. She dropped one as she was eating them, and it went like down in between her legs and burned her thigh a little bit. And they decided to sue because of unreasonably and dangerously hot nuggets. And they won.
I will not comment any further. Best not to comment.
Here's another fast food chain, Popeyes. They're striking while the iron's hot. Jumping on this girl dinner trend that's on TikTok right now. Have you guys heard of the girl dinner trend?
Yeah.
It's the nickname that somebody came up with for when you just eat snacks and then call it a meal. I guess a lot of ladies are doing this at night. It started with like healthy stuff. There was cheese and grapes and Triscuits. But now people are just saying you can basically eat any small snack for dinner. And they're calling it the grill dinner. So now Popeyes has a new tab on their website this week called grill dinner. And it's just all sides.
Wonderful. Name it the Carly Russell, chick from Alabama who faked her abduction or whatever. And she had her snacks from Target. And that was her big thing. And people are doing videos. Like crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Making fun of Carly and her snacks.
Oh, poor Carly. Well, no, not poor Carly, because she faked her disappearance.
She faked it.
All right. So anyway, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is funny. This makes me laugh as much as the bird pooping on that golfer. Animal rescuers in England saved a squirrel the other day that was stuck 30 feet up in a tree. Couldn't get down because he had a toilet paper tube stuck on his head. Aren't squirrels smarter than this? Anyway, the picture's floating around of the squirrel with the tube on his head. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That is true clickbait right there.
Sure is.